The visitors.
Walls of incandescent metal, the incessant whir of the electric, punctuated by busy clicks of buttons and switches, my head inside the glass helmet, radiating splintered lines of color like a feral plasma ball.
Like a feral plasma ball, jagged ridges of blue midnight, bolts of lavender, waves of deep forest green. The air was clean, but tainted with the smell of ozone. And then, in my mind, everything at once flared clear. Myriad petals of pastel light fell around me like warm snow. I knew they meant well.
I knew they meant well. I had followed the trail of the broken rocket to find them, and then they invited me in. They were friendly enough, strangely familiar and gentle. Their bodies were translucent, with lips tinged fuchsia.
With lips tinged fuchsia, their breath smelled of amber laced with fennel. Their gold-flecked eyes flickered as steadily as the stars, but warmer, like velvet flame. None of this matters, I know. You just need to know that I went in of my own will, and now I am fine. Let me tell you, though.
Let me tell you, though, what they told me. They said they had come to bring us what we all have always wanted. A gift wrapped in starlight from the dark skies of home. It all happened so quickly.
It all happened so quickly. A flash of current, then the exquisite bliss of being fully human flooded through me, as if I had been an empty vase. And now you see, I am blooming.
And now you see, I am blooming.